Walt Disney World Memory 171, Sounds of Disney's Hollywood Studios. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Memory 171 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. So my original intro was going to be about the Olympics, but then I realized on the day that this memory is being released, my daughter's going to be going to school for the very first time, and I thought I'd say something nice to her instead. Susie, I'm very proud of you, and I know you're going to have a great time at school this year, so have fun. We've been homeschooling Susie for the first 2 years of school with the plan that she would always attend, you know, regular classes in the third grade, so the time has finally come. It will change our vacationing plans going forward, although this year we're still pulling her out another week of Labor Day for our family vacation to Florida, at least one last time, right? But at least we'll get to create some new memories at Walt Disney World this year, but probably not memories like this one. This is a little unusual. So as I said last time, it's a hot sunny day in June of 2012. You know those kind of days that make you sweat the moment you leave the air conditioning? In memory 170, we failed to get into the Sci-Fi Dining Theater restaurant for dinner. So we made our way around the corner to Muppet Vision 3D instead, and caught almost all of the original version of this show. As it ended, we wandered out of the theater and down the ramp. We'll join this memory as I'm still in search of food. I'll try the Sci-Fi Dining Theater restaurant once again, you know, come back 20 minutes later like they said, but this time I actually get turned away almost flatly. So I should have probably just waited the very first time. So I move on, but I really need to find some food. So instead, I'm going to head over to the Brown Derby and see if I can get in there. The wonderful cast members there inform me that I can't get in, unfortunately, but they can give me a Cobb salad to go, which is really all I ever really wanted, so... Guys, by the way, if you've never had the Cobb salad as it's prepared here at the Brown Derby, this is the original one, you're really missing out. This is so good. When it arrives, I head outside of the restaurant to a table, you know, that's by their cafe on the side of their building, and enjoy my supper in the shade of the trees, watching the people at this busy intersection of Hollywood and Sunset Boulevards. We'll just get to listen along to the music and sounds of the park as the people wander around heading towards their favorite attractions. So... I would suggest taking some time on your next trip, you know, if you get a chance to, and just sit down and soak in some of the ambiance of whatever park you're in. Watch the people and listen to the music. The Imagineers do such an amazing job in trying to transport you to a time and to a place. And even if that time you're there is not a normal day, but a special day, where they changed the music and the theming to something else, you know, similar to what I'm experiencing with Star Wars Weekends, it's still an experience you don't get at just any old amusement park. So as always, you can find out how to contact and follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos, and even come support the show in some small way at our www-memories.net website. Thank you to those of you who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. This really helps increase our visibility and provides people with an idea of how good the podcast is. Now, today's memory is once again in binaural, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we enjoy some of the sounds that make this park alive in our minds.
How long did you have to make it in advance?
Let me go through a spike for you.
It was like 6 months in advance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm just going to find out how much longer it's going to be.
I hear you.
Yeah, park. well.
Hey, we'll take that.
Oh.
Somebody go push track somewhere.
Now marching, Craigwell.
Let's get some drinks.
That's fine. No, I don't, but I was wondering if you can squeeze a party of one.
Right now, we actually can't.
Okay.
Feel free to check back later on after
That's
we
fine.
Kind of slow down a little bit. And we'll be
what time
to
do y'all tend to slow down?
I'm going to check after 8.
Okay.
It's probably going to be your best bet.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
to them too. I don't have a reservation, but I was wondering if we can get a party of one in at all.
It's right next to the.
She's gonna go look. It's just me tonight, and I was just wondering if you all had space to slip one in.
Maybe able to, but I can't promise anything.
That's what I was asking. I've been thinking about that Cobb salad for days now.
We do Cobb salad to go.
We really?
Yes, so if we can't get you in, we can do Cobb salad to go.
Yes, sir, because we are fully booked today.
You're fully booked? How do I get a Cobb salad to go then?
Yes. I want to help you.
Okay.
One cup salad to go?
Yeah, no bacon.
No bacon?
That's it.
Okay. And the dressing. What about the dressing?
Don't y'all have a Cobb House salad dressing? Go ahead and put it on.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. No bacon.
No bacon. That's
Thank
the only thing.
So much.
Sure. Yes, thank you.
You want something to drink?
I was just going to do water, that's all.
Water, okay.
Trying to eat sort of healthy.
That's okay.
Sure. Here it is.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. And your Cobb salad with some bread.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's wonderful. Do you need a signature? Try not to get in anybody's way. Thank you very
much.
Yes.
show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.